now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We have an insightful show for you today. We will be talking about the year in review and a look ahead to 2020 for the city of Prescott. My guests today will be City Manager Michael Lamar and Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. This is Mayor Greg Mangarelli, and we're going to look back at 2019, and then after we do that, take a little look forward into 2020. My guest today is Michael Lamar. He is the city manager of Prescott and the yet to arrive Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. So hopefully,
now she's waving through the window. Hey, Billy.
Michael, welcome to the show.
Mayor, I just want you to notice that I am an on-time guest on your show.
Well,
oh, hi, Billy.
And well, welcome to the party, Billy.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
Well, our electricity went off for about 30 minutes.
So,
and I was looking at that wrong clock.
Mayor Pro Tem, it's great to have you join us. And congratulations. You were recently sworn in for a new four-year term,
yes.
So congratulations.
I'm thrilled.
Well,
yeah, it's going to be awesome.
You had some great support out there. And,
I did.
And I know you appreciate that, and it's great to have you back on the council. So, like I said, we're going to take a little look backwards. A couple of things, Billy, that you really helped with were Citizens Academy and the Ambassador Program. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, the Citizens Academy, the next class starts in January, and it's filled and has a waiting list. And the second class then will start in May and June. And I think there are about eight people already signed up for that. So it's a wonderful class. It goes for 8 weeks. It starts at 5:30 in the afternoon, goes to 8 in the evening. We feed everybody, and they go to all the areas of the city. They go to the fire station. They go to the police department, to the library, airport, out to the Centennial Center, and they just learn all about the city. And our staff comes in and shares what they do. And it's amazing. I think our best ambassadors, as far as people that love the city and understand the city, are coming from these classes and getting very involved with boards and commissions. So that's good.
You know, it is a great feeder program, as you mentioned, Billy. These folks really become kind of believers.
They do
in the city after they go through this program, and they really understand the level of excellence and professionalism by our staff, who do amazing work every day. And so it's been a great program.
And they want to know where's 102?
They want to go to the next level.
102,
yeah.
And the graduate level class, they just love it. And they're quite a cohort too, because they stay with that same group for 8 weeks. So they really do develop some excellent friendships. Yeah. And yeah.
Well, that's great. Now, Michael, the ambassador program, you really started that. It was kind of your concept. Talk a little bit about what the ambassador program is.
Mayor, the ambassador program is something that is housed in City Hall. It's inviting some of our more civically minded citizens to come in and serve as kind of a host in City Hall and welcoming people into the building and trying to find them the right person they need to speak to have a certain service provided. And it's been well received. We have a good core of men and women that serve as ambassadors in City Hall. And as Billy alluded to, a lot of those ambassadors either started in the Citizens Academy or started as ambassadors and went to the Citizens Academy. So it's nice to see that there's a segment of our population that's very interested in learning about their local government.
Yeah, it's been a great program just to help people acclimate in City Hall. We get a lot of new residents, which is great. And it really helps them know where things are at. And sometimes what they're looking for isn't even in City Hall.
It's true.
We have services elsewhere.
And it's not just us. There's sometimes where people want court services or don't know where the traffic court might be or something that they need from a Superior Court judge. And if you're not familiar with local government, you don't know that that's the county, and a lot of that's housed out of the county building.
Yeah, it's funny. Some people think I work in the courthouse.
Isn't that funny?
They think that's City Hall. But anyway, it helps orient folks. Michael, I understand that you're recruiting right now for some more help for ambassadors. Is that right?
We could always use more help. A lot of the folks that are involved are also busy in other civic organizations. So it would be great to have more of a Citizens Ambassador Army lined up. I know that Michelle Rush in our office does a tremendous job coordinating and giving basic information to the participants so they have a general understanding of what's going on at City Hall. But we would welcome additional folks that are interested to come see us.
Contact Michelle Rush, 777-1100.
That would be the right number, and she could kind of steer you the right direction and tell you what times we have available.
Sounds great.
You know, Mayor, I'm always surprised when I invite people to come to the city council meetings, because I'd like to see more people there and a wide variety of people there. And they go, so where are the city council meetings? So for everybody, they are on
Cortez
and Goodwin at the corner.
201 South Cortez Street.
Right inside there, we have a city chamber, and we can seat about up to about 85, 90 people. And yeah.
Look for the ugly building with the nice cowboy stuff.
There is a nice cowboy
stuff. Yeah, it's kind of like a 70s funky looking little building, but it's very warm and friendly inside.
That's right.
Well, let me jump to something else that we've been working on here for the last year or more, and that is CEO roundtables. Billy, you've been involved with those and co-host with me. We work with the Chamber of Commerce on the CEO roundtables. So give people an idea of what that's all about.
Whether early in the morning, because we want to get all of those people that go to work and they run these companies or the organizations that they run, and we all sit around the table, and there's probably, there's probably about 25 to 40 CEOs that join us, and the universities, the university, Emory Riddle, and the colleges are there, as well as lots of businesses that are very different. And it's really good to hear their issues and their progress, and then I love the networking that goes on afterwards and before, and so it's been a very positive thing, I think, for us to hear what some of their concerns are, such as workforce housing, workforce, and getting skilled labor. And how they are willing to train. I think that's been an amazing part, is how they're willing, if they can get somebody that will show up and be there, they're absolutely willing to train them and get them in the workforce. So, but we've had Cobham, we've had Vinyl Visions, what are some of the others? But of course the colleges, university.
Yep, we've had the Baghdad Mine has been involved with some of our meetings and done some presentation as well.
Fan contracting, and they always are willing to train folks.
Well, it's a great group. You know, you're right, the networking is really important, the problem solving around common issues that they all face. And to me, there's a common theme, and they're all trying to grow. They are growing. It's just difficult at times because primarily of the workforce available.
And the other part I love is how they compliment the city and they want to be here, and how some of them who have come from California have like doubled their business since they came here, and because it's more affordable here and there's less regulation, and we've learned a lot, I think, over the last year and a half about how we can make it easier for businesses to do business here.
Yep.
And stay here, and how we might be able to help them. So it's been a very positive.
Well, before we go to break, I'd like to jump to a real bright spot in our city, and that is the Prescott Regional Airport. This has been something that's been in the news a lot, rightfully so, and it really is jump-starting our local economy. It's great for the region, and we're so proud of the progress out there. Michael, give us a little overview of what's been going on out there towards the end of this year.
Well, I think a lot of people have taken advantage of our commercial air service provided by SkyWest with code sharing with United. We have two flights a day going to Denver and one to L.A. There's been talk from United and SkyWest about expansion of locations. And I was talking to Robin Sabata, the airport manager, just earlier today. And in terms of essential air service locations, we're in the top 10% of employments nationally, or maybe in the history of the ESA program. So what that says is that our residents and the residents of the Quad Cities are taking advantage of having quality commercial air service and flying all over the world. So that's a biggie. And along those lines, it furthers the justification and the expenses coming forward for a new terminal. Groundbreaking is scheduled for January 7th, and Mayor, we could talk a little bit more about that. I think it's 1:30 on the 7th. We've been able to leverage $10 million of federal money and $1 million of state money, and the city's contribution is between $3 and $4 million, although we're looking to even offset that a little bit by getting some additional FAA money and state money, and we should have a new terminal here in this community in a year. So that's exciting.
It's beautiful, too. It's going to be open air. It's just going to look like Prescott. It's just going to be fantastic. to have that terminal done?
Well, that terminal is a long time coming. It's going to have two gates, 18,000 square feet, and, you know, if folks have been to our existing terminal, it's quite interesting, not just because it's old, but because we've got, you know, a trailer kind of pushed up against there for the, you know, TSA and the waiting area. And but you know what? I appreciate our folks out there that work out there. They do a great job of making it work. They really stepped up with the increased numbers, and they've made it work. And so we're long overdue. I'm excited that we have that FAA money. And under the leadership of Robin Sabata, we're in great hands out there. And I look forward to more improvements, particularly the lengthening of the runway, which will really help our scheduling. Because in the summer, as you guys both know, it gets difficult when it gets hot because of our elevation.
Samir, when we come back, I know we have to go to break. When we come back, let's talk about aviation.
Okay.
I mean, this is something that's just such a, I don't think we even know what we have here when it comes to aviation, something that can really do great things for the city of Prescott. And really exciting.
Yeah, very good. Well, with that, we will take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about aviation, among other things. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. We are so blessed to live in northern Arizona, where we have four seasons, friendly people, and beautiful vistas. We are also mostly rural, so we have the opportunity to have the animals of our choice in the yards surrounding our houses, whether they be horses, chickens, pigs, etc., or dogs, cats, and occasional wayward deer or javelina. Oh, I almost forgot, and a plethora of wild birds. Northern Arizona is animal country, and we at Olson's mean to keep as many of them healthy as possible. During this holiday season, we give thanks for all of you who have decided to not just do business locally, but do business with locals like us. Olson celebrated its 40th anniversary this year and is Northern Arizona born and bred, with stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Come in and see what rural Arizona hospitality is all about when you need the things that keep your favorite animals and pets happy and healthy. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott. We're here with Michael Marr, manager of the city of Prescott, and Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Absolutely.
Just kind of recapping 2019. And Billy, before the break, you mentioned aviation, the all-electric airplane, first ever all-electric airplane. That is in Prescott, Arizona. So, Michael, why don't you first kick off and just give folks a little overview of what aviation is.
Sing a little praise to this group and what they're doing. You know, we actually have one of Time Magazine's inventions of the year housed in a hangar at Prescott Regional Airport, which, you know, you start putting it in that kind of context, it's a really big deal for this community. The innovation or invention of the year is Alice. And Alice is an all-electric nine-seat airplane. And Omer Bar-Yohe, who is not just a terrific entrepreneur from Israel, but a really good guy that I think we all consider friend, he is the chairman and CEO of Aviation. And this is his brainchild that, different than a lot of companies that are tweaking with their combustible engines and having hybrid products. He thinks the future is in 100% electrical powered aviation or aviation. And Alice is the prototype. And Alice has a Maginex motor. Maginex is also part of the aviation family. And I don't know if you guys saw the other day that a Maginex motor was used for the first time on a seaplane up in Puget Sound for 5 minutes in the air. So all the people that think that this is never going to happen or this is going to happen when we're all dead and buried, it's happening right now. And a lot of it's happening here in Prescott. We are housing Alice, and we will be doing ground testing on Alice over the next few months. In fact, Omer was here last week with a wrench in hand installing the Maginex engine or motor. And you probably will see Alice in the community taxiing around the airport in the coming months. They have hundreds of orders for Alice post-FAA testing. And our hope is, and Aviation's commitment to at this point, or hope where they're concerned, is to build the integration facility here. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the term integration facility, it's basically the assembly of the aircraft. So we could be, hopefully, knock on wood, the international home of Aviation's Alice integration and construction. And there's also a discussion about Aviation having their own in-house battery technology. And that's yet to be determined, but if they do that as well, that also potentially could be here in Prescott.
So. You know, Michael, it is amazing, and you did a great job outlining all that, but it also includes training, right? We're
yes.
looking at the pilot training here as well.
It's twofold. You know, one of the things that the mayor and the mayor pro tem and myself have concentrated a lot of effort on is utilizing the assets in this community, and we have Emory-Riddle, and we have Yavapai College. And Emory-Riddle has a first-class pilot training operation along with first-class aeronautical engineering program. So for a startup like Aviation, utilizing the resources at Emory-Riddle are kind of a no-brainer. The other part is the CTEC program at Yavapai, that at one level below the engineers, for lack of a better term, the technicians, can be trained up at CTEC and literally go work for Aviation on the same site because CTEC's location is out at our airport.
Well, and Alice is absolutely beautiful. You two went to the Paris Air Show and saw it there.
Did you like that dig, Mayor?
I think
it was very subtle.
That's right. We got a lot to know how you two were fun, let me just say. Yeah. But she was the star, right, of the air show. And she's absolutely beautiful. She's a 9-seater and 2 pilots. It will primarily be a commuter mm-hmm. plane because her limit's about 650 miles. And so I think, but the beauty of what she can do is how she's going to bring down the cost of aviation and flying and for the environment, just her footprint is just so good as far as clean energy and
truth,
quiet.
Boy.
So lots of positives while people are jumping into electric. But the fact that we have that here is tremendous.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
And for all of us that have been on the plane, I've never been in a luxury jet.
No.
If I had been, I think this is what it would feel like. It doesn't feel like you're boxed in or claustrophobic, and it's not like you're packed into rows of three on a 737. It feels like a luxury airliner.
It feels like first class all over the plane, right? You have your own little space, and you kind of pivot so that you have your own space. It's truly beautiful. She's gorgeous, and God bless them for coming to our town.
They really are a godsend and a blessing.
So, Michael, you know, I know some of this is still evolving and up in the air, so to speak. But what is the time frame in terms of the expectation? If we get this integration facility, the number of jobs, and kind of when you see that happening?
Well, they have about 18 months of FAA testing because obviously you have to demonstrate that you're airworthy, and this is a new concept, so they have to go through air testing and ground testing. The air testing will be in Moses Lake, Washington, which for those of you that aren't familiar, and I hope there's nobody listening from Moses Lakes, is literally the middle of nowhere, so we're not too worried about them relocating to Moses Lakes. The idea would be that the prototype would be approved by the FAA in 18 months, and the day the prototype is approved, the CEO's expectation and hope is he will have a facility open that can start the assembly and mass production of Alice, and hopefully that's here. And I don't want to put words in Omer's mouth. He has to make business decisions. But I think he feels a tremendous comfort with the people here and how welcoming the community has been to him. And for those of you who stumble upon a group of engineers at our local restaurant from Israel, they're probably aviation engineers. They've also hired some local folks. They've brought some Riddle graduates back from the Valley. And you're just going to see that ratcheted up if and when production of Alice happens here in Prescott.
Well, it's so exciting. It's great for, again, our region to have these new jobs coming in. They're high-paying jobs, and it's really cool technology. And I'm hopeful that there will be other related industry around electric aviation that'll land here in Prescott, as well as some of the supply chain.
Yeah, Mary, you touched on something that I didn't mention is, you know, as you have components and you have an integration facility and you're doing assembly, the suppliers that need that are going to provide the components to Alice like to be co-located. So what would be ideal, and I think is somewhat realistic if all this works out, is a electric aviation campus here in Prescott. And while talking about putting us on the map in terms of high-paying 21st century jobs, I don't know what else is out there that's as new and exciting as this.
Well, and it's very clean industry, environmentally friendly, as you mentioned, Billy, with a very small carbon footprint, and doesn't use water. I mean, all these things are so positive for our region, and I look forward to getting that integration facility here. I know we're still kind of in the running, but I hope we get that done. Well, let's shift our conversation to downtown and talk a little bit about, let me just throw some different things out there, and then you guys can grab what you'd like. Whiskey Row mural and the back alley, you know, Whiskey Row Alley, the Granite Creek Corridor, the Hilton Garden Inn. There's a lot of things going on downtown, Billy.
So let's start with the Whiskey Row Alley. It was Michael's brainchild, and he goes, like you've said earlier, let's look at what assets we have and what can we do with them. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about is cleaning up that whole area. And so why not make the alley a really nice space? And so we have cleaned the garage. We shampooed the garage, and we've tried to clean up the alley as much as we can. We're going to do archways that say "Welcome to Whiskey Row Alley," and we just hung the mural last week and broke that and cut that ribbon, and it's truly a tremendous job they did, Julie and Dana, and it's quite tall. It's going to be the place to go for selfies, and so I think this is kind of fun, and I think this was your idea too, Michael, that the bubble letters. I remember the bubble letters in high school, and so it's a bubble letter, and the P, everything in there is about the plaza. And the R is rodeo. So if you go and when you study that, you can figure out what all of the paintings are within each letter. And I love the S is seasons. I don't know if you've seen Ken Bennett in there. He's on the unicycle and he always does that for the 4th of July. So it's great. E is entertainment. The C is community. O is outdoors. And T is for trails. And T is for True West, which is our tourism theme. So it's, but the whole alley is going to just be a really safe spot. We're going to light it up. We're going to put string lights up at the top. And so it's going to give us a fresh space.
Well, one of the concerns I heard a lot about this was that it wasn't going to be uniquely Prescott. And it was this, you know, we're going to make this into a mini California. And now that the mural's up, I think people realize that it's distinct and original to this community. And we have no intention of changing the character of the community. It's just improving what we already have. And since we've put it up, I've looked a little bit on social media, which isn't always the happiest place in the world in this day and age. And I actually have not seen a negative, which is extremely telling.
Yes, it's good.
The community has embraced this despite their earlier reservations. And I think this is indicative of what we're trying to do as a city. And people have a little faith. We understand our bread and butter. We're just trying to make the bread and butter tastier.
Well, and you're just leveraging what we have. Like Billy said, you're taking our heritage, which is Whiskey Row, and now you're opening up the back door. You know, we have the front door,
right.
But this just leverages even more Whiskey Row. It allows us to have some activity back there without shutting down a street. So I anticipate that there will be some events back there where we can shut the alley down in the evenings or at night when we're not taking deliveries, not hauling trash. And it's really going to help those businesses in the whole downtown area just create more excitement and energy.
And Mary, just to follow up a little bit on social media, the whole idea is to make it a more rich experience for people to come visit and a more rich experience for our residents. And I've already seen people say, oh, I can't wait to get back up there and check it out. Well, that's kind of the idea, right? That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
And to see that that's the response shows that maybe we weren't that far off.
And I love how it ties into the others that you mentioned, Granite Creek Corridor Inn and the Hilton Garden Inn. And I'll tell you, that Hilton Garden Inn, Michael, that is just going to be such a plus for our city. And once again, the Shumways came into town. They were looking at another piece of property, and you said, hey, let me show you something in the floodway. And for us to take that piece of property, and and no joke, I said, we should pay them for taking it. But they have taken a piece of property that was ugly and misused, and we have now, we're going to turn that around, and it's so great to see it go vertical.
What do you guys think of private partners like the Shumways and Omer?
Oh, they're
awesome.
We
really couldn't ask for private folks that are interested in improving this community.
And the private college, Prescott College, and Dr. Flicker, APS is another partner with that whole project. So, and I'm looking forward to the splash pad and the restaurant that's going to go in the hotel. And it's going to be awesome.
I can't remember what Councilman Blair called that area. It wasn't a pretty term. But for those of us who have been here a long time, we've seen the degradation down there,
yes.
And we've heard about some different things that might happen there for years. So to finally see something come in there to really improve that space, the regional partnerships, or the partnerships, Billy, that you mentioned, outstanding. I was a little skeptical, honestly, when we first looked at this, to figure out, can we get everybody to work and play and partner together? But here we are, and it got done, and largely due to the Shumways and President Flicker, APS, it's going to be amazing. People have no idea until this thing really gets done.
Yeah.
When they see the park and they really realize that train trestle is going to be improved and a part of the project, and the Sam Hill Warehouse, which many people probably have never been in.
And it's beautiful. It is such a gorgeous building. Prescott College put a lot on that. And they've really not been able to use it as much as they would like to. So for them now to be able to make the deal with APS and get more property for their campus, and the Shumways will be using that for the conference center. But you mentioned the railroad bridge. I mean, that is, thank goodness that is there, right? And it did not get torn down. I see weddings being held there and all kinds of things happening. It'll be another photo spot. So it'll be great.
And you're right, Billy, the Granite Creek Corridor ties really from Lazy G Brewhouse on the
right.
South End all the way to Hilton Garden Inn. And Michael, I know we got the grant. We've done the planning. Where's that project?
Yeah, that's exciting to talk about too, Mayor. We had State Parks up here, I guess about 2 or 3 weeks ago, kind of walked them the Granite Creek Corridor. And Tyler Goodman's really done yeoman's work making this project a reality and getting input again from the private sector. Because this is the back door to a lot of our downtown businesses.
Right.
And there is a tremendous amount of federal and state grant money to do a beautification and improvement to the Granite Creek. Improve its flow, improve the health of the creek itself, improve its embanks, the trail in terms of the quality of the construction of the trail. I think you're going to see over the next year, again, us leveraging some state monies and just taking on that whole corridor that you referenced.
And safety, mm-hmm. so the people actually can get down to the trail, and more access points. and signage so that you know exactly where you are when you're on the trail. So it's
leveraging a great asset that we have
asset
right there,
we
but
have,
just has
yeah.
not really been yeah. utilized.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about water and lots to talk about there. A lot of great things that happened in 2019. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A ceremony was held to mark the end of construction on the South Mountain Freeway.
Officials from around the valley gathered to celebrate the completion of the long-awaited freeway project. Arizona Department of Transportation Director John Halakowski called it,
"Over the years, this project has evolved from an idea into the largest state highway project in Arizona's great history."
Governor Doug Ducey says,
"This 22-mile highway represents a big step forward in connecting the East Valley and the West Valley, and an alternative to the I-10 and the Broadway Loop through downtown Phoenix."
ADOT says the 22-mile segment of Loop 202 will open by the end of 2019. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
A shoplifter changed clothes in an attempt to not get caught by police, but it didn't help.
Cottonwood police were called to the Walmart store on Main Street at around 2 Sunday afternoon. 34-year-old Catherine Davenport fled the store on foot, but was located a short time later near Highway 260. Davenport was previously arrested at Walmart 5 years ago and earlier this year. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Increasing clouds this evening, chilling overnight to a mostly cloudy 24 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then sunny tomorrow and Friday, highs near 48 and 55, up to a partly sunny 59 Saturday, but much cooler and rainy by Tuesday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 28, sunny highs near 56 and 62 tomorrow and Friday, a partly sunny 66 Saturday before the Tuesday rain and chill. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for the race.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it, Fred!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm sitting here with Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr and City Manager Michael Lamar, kind of reviewing 2019. Lots of great things going on in the city this past year. Another amazing thing that we got done was the new water policy. So, Billy, kick this off a little bit. We started really this process early in the year.
Well, early in the year, and you know, when you came into office, it was one of the things that I applaud. You and Michael both sat down and said, you know, the water just doesn't make sense as far as how we have set aside twice as much as what we need in houses, and there's this feeling out there that we're running out of water, which is just so false. So the fact that we did two studies and brought in two folks that really know water, and one from the fact of how much water we're using in the future, and one from how much water we use every day, we know exactly. And so that was, I think, just the best thing to happen for our city. You know, I in fact, if I look over the past year, to me, I think a lot of great things, the aviation, downtown, but knowing the water that we actually have and to be able to be truthful about it and get the truth out there, I think is tremendous. And having these two models, knowing what we use and then how we're trending.
No, I agree with you, Billy. And Gary Woodard's model will be presented to council. I think it's the first meeting in January. I know people have been anxiously awaiting that.
Now, this is the worm?
No, this is
the other one.
The other one.
Okay.
This will look at modeling if the city grows by X percent,
okay,
what does the water look like?
The trend.
The trending analysis, okay, and what have you. And both of the gentlemen that we've had do this, Gary Woodard and Herb Dishlip, have unbelievable credentials in terms of their water expertise in Arizona. They were recommended to us by people that run things like ADWR,
right,
in terms of having somebody or somebodies come look at our water portfolio and give it a once over to figure out exactly where we are. And, you know, it'd be interesting. Craig Dothis, our public works director, I meant to ask him today, you know, the calendar year is wrapping up and it hasn't been the overly wet year, but you know, one of the things we were 2 years ago was in safe yield as a community. And a community, I mean the city of Prescott specifically,
right,
not the AMA. I would venture to guess if we're not this year, we're close.
Sure.
Which, and for those of you that don't understand safe yield, it's you basically put back down what you took out.
Right.
So
yeah, that's great.
Well, we have an amazing recharge facility, Michael, on that note. You know, and what you're speaking of is Watson and Willow Lakes, really when they're full, when people see those are full and overflowing, that water gets put back into the aquifer in our recharge facility, the same place that we take all of our effluent and put it back down into the aquifer. And so we have a premier facility where you're right, Michael. We're returning to the aquifer many years more than we're taking out of the aquifer.
No, it's very true, Mayor. And I'm hoping a lot of it's dependent on Mother Nature, and you have to have a little bit of rain and a little bit of snow. But we've had some, and I know that our usage is what it is. I think we're going to be very close if we're not in safe yield.
When the city has invested a lot into this whole recharge facility. And I think one of the things, Mayor, when I was running for office 4 years ago, the Big Chino project was certainly on everybody's radar because we felt like we had to be in safe yield at 2025 in the AMA. And so a lot of it was, you turn that spigot in 2425, you need that Big Chino running. And the fact is now we know it full build out for the city of Prescott. That means every lot's got somebody living on it. And as far as we can go in the expansion zone, we still will not use the water. We will not need the Big Chino water in the city of Prescott. That doesn't mean we won't need it for the other areas, but we are blessed to have the Little Chino aquifer, and it's 3.5 million to 5 million acre feet of water. That's a big estimate, but that's a lot of water. And so, and we conserve water so well here. And so kudos to our citizens who do that. But that three-tier, that structure that we have with our water fee helps a lot. And so the average home is using 0.17.
Acre feet of water.
Acre feet of water, and we were setting aside 0.35.
For a very long time.
For a very long time. And we even went into a building moratorium where we wouldn't give a permit. My first year in council, I remember that.
Yeah, we did annual allocations, which in retrospect I think was a mistake because, October, November came around, and because we set aside an arbitrary amount of water in January, if we had a decent year in terms of people interested in development projects and even commercial or residential, by October, November, there was quote-unquote no more water.
Yeah, and that
was
a bad message.
Which was really giving a false impression when we have an ample supply in terms of the acre feet of wet water in the city.
Right.
One of the biggest things I think I learned from Gary Woodard's study was the decoupling of population growth and water usage. Back to 2004, he demonstrated for us our actual usage and our population growth. While we grew about 2% on average annually, our water usage annually went down 2%.
It's amazing.
And it was amazing. I think that was real eye-opening for a lot
yes.
of people. And that trend is going to continue. I mean, I think that equates to 1,300 acre-feet of water annually that we're saving through conservation. Is that the number?
Yeah, it's significant, Mayor. And conservation is a broad term, too. It's conservation efforts of our residents. It's also changes in building design and faucets and sprinkler heads and zero-scape lots. There's a ton of things that have got into this. And, some of the rhetoric I've heard recently is, well, we saved this more water, and now you can just go out and go willy-nilly with development. Well, that just doesn't make any sense. That's not what we're doing. We're just trying to get the record set straight that our situation as the city of Prescott, and I'm just talking about the city of Prescott, is much better in terms of a portfolio than people were led to believe. That's the sum total of what we tried to say.
And I think that gives us opportunity to, with our new water policy. We've talked a lot about, of course, the conservation, things that we did there, but also the side of the water outside of the city. What people, I think, need to realize is that the areas that we're talking about are areas that have been looked at as the expansion zone in our general plan. So we're not talking about going to Seligman or to Sedona.
No, and even if something is included in our expansion plan, Billy, it's going to be a decision of council on a case-by-case basis if it makes sense for the residents of Prescott to expand at all.
Right.
It's just because you have an expansion area doesn't mean you're going to use it all or any of it at this point.
But there's so many advantages.
There are, and to sing our own praises, when I say that the city of Prescott's close to safe yield, there isn't anybody else in the AMA who can make the same claim. So if we can help the AMA by instituting at some level our conservation measures and our way of doing business to help everybody, considering that, it's just good policy.
Michael, just for our listeners, the AMA you speak of, the Prescott Active Management Area, is more or less what people might think of as this area here in Yavapai County, the Quad City area.
Yeah, and the unincorporated areas around it.
Right.
It's very large, and the lion's share of the land mass is unincorporated county, where there are very limited, if any, regulations on on wells and septic tanks in terms of conservation uses, in terms of the quality of the water. You know, it was interesting. We had Barry Ahrens, our lobbyist and consultant, yesterday, and even there's a misnomer in the valley. I was shocked to hear him say that the municipal water usage in the valley only represents 11% of the aggregate water use in the state of Arizona, while I would venture to guess that more than half of the population of the state of Arizona lives in the valley.
So that was fascinating, wasn't it?
Wasn't that interesting information
absolutely,
to hear?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, there's more I want to talk about regarding water in the county, because, Billy, I do want to talk some about those advantages and why it's so important for the environment and for the management of the Prescott Active Management Area. But we got to take a little break. When we come back, we'll wrap that up and take a look ahead in 2020. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cat for Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's it. It's grand.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, I just wanted to wrap up real quick. We were talking about water in the county outside of the city limits of Prescott. And I just want to say on that note, really the advantages of doing that are primarily environmental and as well taking care of the aquifer that we all pull out of. You know, when we do this, what'll happen is people will use less water on our municipal system because they know they're on a meter, they're paying on a tiered system, and so we know that they will use less water. Furthermore, they'll have to adopt our landscape code, which is very stringent. It's xeriscape, so we have less water outside, which we know doesn't return to the aquifer. And we know with new construction that 90% of what that home will use will return back in effluent into our recharge facility to go back to the aquifer. And so I think there's so many amazing reasons for the environment and for managing our aquifer that we've got to get that policy done for water in the county.
Mayor, another piece is that 30% on top of that because we would charge, and then we can use that to do connections for sewer in
there's
the
a 30% upcharge, right, for water that's delivered out into the county. And right, yes, we could use that for more connections to our sewer system in the city
in
limits
the city,
that currently
yes,
aren't now connected.
And that would help our folks.
Yeah. Well, we are running short on time here, but Billy and Michael, I just would like to give you each an opportunity to speak a little bit about 2020 and what you see for the future.
So, Mayor, I think the thing for me is I want us to stay positive and all work together. There's so many great things that are going to happen over the next year, 2 years, and we just all need to come together. For me, the number one is everything that we're talking about now is the truth. It's factual, and we're going to get it out there, and we're going to constantly do what's best and right for the city of Prescott. That's number one. Not for any special interest group, simply what is best for the city of Prescott.
Mayor, I don't know if it's going to happen, but my hope for this coming year is that we as a community acknowledge that we have first world problems, that this is a good place to live, it's a good place to raise your kids, it's a good place to retire, and we start returning to respecting one another and the differing opinions that we might have about local issues. You don't get anywhere yelling at people or smashing their phone. You only get together. You only get somewhere by working together, and the differences are what make people better and communities better, because differences make better decisions. I hope this next year people start thinking that way again in this community. And I think that there is a silent majority that does. I think we need to hear from that silent majority that's what they want from their local government.
Yeah, no, I appreciate those thoughts from both of you, and I agree on so many levels. You know, we've got to let D.C. And national politics do their thing outside of us, because we're better than that. We have a great city. We have great people in our city, and we need to find common ground, work together, find solutions, and really get things done. And that's what we've been doing, and that's what we'll continue to do. I really appreciate the positive civil discourse that we see happening, and that will continue to happen in our city. And so I appreciate your leadership from both of you, and it's been a pleasure to work with you, and thank you so much for what you do for Prescott.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody else.
And Happy Hanukkah.
That's right.
It's coming
Happy
up
Hanukkah.
On Sunday.
That's
yeah.
right. Well, that's all for our show today. Thanks to our guests, Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr and City Manager Michael Lamar. I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long and happy holidays.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.